We're in Simen Reish Chaf Hey. We're up to Siv Hey, and we will be doing from Hey through Zion. In Birch Shechianu al Anovim, if someone said a Shechianu on new grapes, Kishayishte Yayin Chodosh Eino Cholzum Avarech, when he then drinks the new wine of that season, he would not make another bracha. The Mishtabur actually brings a daya that one does have to make a new bracha. That the Shechianu on the grapes is not good enough for the Shechianu on the wine, because the wine is something better than the grape. So the Mishnah Berurah holds Lamaisa that you're best off when you're about to drink the fresh wine, having another Shechianu, another fruit there at the same time, and being motzi the wine. What happens if you set a Shechianu on the fresh wine and now you're having grapes? There the Mishnah Berurah brings from the poskim that you would not have to make a second Shechianu. Now this is all with regard to fresh wine, where it's obvious that this is fresh. Whereas if you're talking about old wine, even though it's from a new season, it is not nikur that it is from this season, you wouldn't make a bracha. So for example, freshly squeezed grape juice, that there would be a question of making a Shechianu on. But if you're talking about just regular old wine, even if you know that this is wine from the new season, and you haven't had grapes yet, you couldn't say a Shechianu on it, because it's not nikur to everybody that this is of a new season. Sivav, pri she'eno mischadesh mishana l'shana, a fruit that does not get new from year to year. Afilu im yesh yomim rabim shlo achol mimenu, even though you haven't eaten it for a long time, eino mevarach Shechianu, you don't make a Shechianu on this. So even if this is the first time in your life you're eating this fruit, since this fruit is not seasonal, you would not say a Shechianu on it, because Shechianu is made only on something that is seasonal. The Mishnah Berurah brings examples of this. First of all, he says the case of an esrog tree, where the esrogim sit in the tree and don't change color from the beginning of the year to the end of the year. They're always there. They look the same in winter. Second, anything that does not have a specific time for its growth, whenever you plant it, it'll grow X amount of months later. Or anything that doesn't grow on the ground altogether. So that would not be seasonal. In the case of a fragrance, a besamim, that is nischadesh every year, but it's not eaten as food, it's only a besamim. There are some say that you do make a Shechianu on it, and others don't, and the Mishnah Berurah is not machriya. Interesting, in the case of goats and sheep, where they have their season when they're born, there's a daya that holds that if you have some lamb from the fresh lamb crop, meaning from the ones that were born recently, from the new season, the halacha will be that you make a Shechianu. The Mishnah Berurah leaves it as a tzarachian, and lamaisa, the minig he brings down, is not to make a bracha. Now this was all in the Mechaber, says the Ramah now, Hagah, Prisha mischadesh beis pamim bashana, mavachar lov Shechianu. A fruit that has two seasons, you would make brachas on each season independently of the other season, because each one is new. Aval she'en lo zman kavua l'gidulo, ein mavarchin alav. But it doesn't have a zman kavua, then you don't make a bracha on it. L'chein, ein mavarchim Shechianu al yerek chadosh. We don't make a Shechianu on fresh vegetables. Why is that? The omeid kol hashana b'karka, because it sits all year in the ground. Now, what exactly does he mean by that? So the Mishnah Berurah says that some explain that what he means is that people leave it in the ground, just as a way of keeping it fresh from going bad. The Shla says that you're not to make a Shechianu on any vegetable, any new vegetable. Also on bread that comes from fresh grain, because it's not nikur that it's from the new season. Now this we had before in the case of old wine, that you can't tell that it's in the new season. There are deists that say, by the way, the Mishnah Berurah doesn't mention it, but canned stuff, there's no way of knowing just when it was canned, other than the date they stamp on it. So even if you know it's from the new season, you couldn't make a Shechianu on it. And similarly, dried fruit, even if you know that this is from the new season, since you can eat dried fruit from a previous season, there's no way of knowing, we don't say a Shechianu. Shechianu must be set on fruit that is obviously from a new season. In the case of beans, so the new season's beans are greenish. Can you make a Shechianu or not? So Lamais, the Mishnah Berurah, brings down that you could make a Shechiyanu on it. He also brings down, very interestingly, he says that on carrots and cucumbers, you say a Shechiyanu. Siv Zayin, Einim Avar Shechiyanu al Haboser, you do not say a Shechiyanu on unripe grapes. Elok Shiv Shilu Eshkolas Anovim, only after they get ripe. V'chein b'chol priach or gomro, in every fruit, you would only make a bracha after it's already done, not before it ripens. The Mishnah Berurah brings down the Yerushalmi that says that there's a mitzvah to taste every fruit every year as it comes out. The reason being to show that you like what Hashem created for us.